Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
We are fairly dangerous.
Yes,
absolutely.
We are. Yep. Every week.
And everybody's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File. Are you going to teach us about the perfidies of shoeing tools?
They are finger pinching,
blood blister raising, thumb smashing.
Oh.
Okay, anyway.
And burn your thumb at times. Yes,
that's right. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about the amount of nails that we put in a hoof.
Let's do that. Absolutely. I know my farrier friends in North Carolina, this is their date night. They listen to this. Yeah. And I know what his preference is.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. But go ahead.
And rightfully so.
It's good to have different ideas.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, okay. The shoe comes pre-punched for 8 nails.
Sure does.
Why?
Because they know Andy is putting shoes on.
That's
and
right.
He needs all the nails he can get.
Well, you know, on a younger horse, I'll go along with the front
yep.
3 nails.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they're still developing, and that hoof needs to have all the nutrients that it can get.
Oh, absolutely.
We think the frog as the heartbeat of the hoof. Well,
yep.
Yes, it is. The
yep.
frog is part of the pump.
Pump.
But the expansion and contraction of the heel helps in that circulation.
It's
part of it.
It's essential.
It's integral,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
That has to happen.
All right.
So we only put the first 3 nails in, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. We've got a 10-year-old horse, and we're going to the mountains.
Yep.
In the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting 8 nails
I'm putting
in.
Every nail. I may punch a couple more. You know. yeah.
And
that's right.
You know, and so it varies. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So it varies.
Right.
If you're going to the mountains with a 3-year-old horse. Put
yeah.
6 nails in
yep.
and bring your tools with you.
And I told you what Brewer the Shoeer always did.
Yeah.
4 on the outside, 3 on the inside.
That's right.
That's just what he did. Yeah. You know, and I think it's just preference.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down
you
to.
You betcha. And there you go, Jacob Dale. And Travis Dale,
yeah.
there you are. All right, that's some great information
yeah.
there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, how about 12 nails?
By all means.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a Dick's pick.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Yep, you got her. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. I fill every hole
every
on
those,
you bet. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Ooh, let's keep moving.
Let's do, and let's do it fast, shall we? Our good buddy J-Rog.
Oh, yeah.
Jared Rogerson's riding along with us. This is off his new album. This is Time Spent in the Saddle.
I miss the smell of leather in any kind of weather, looking out across the vast and empty land, swinging up to ride, covering ground on a mountainside. There is no better use of my time. But I'm stuck here in this city, looking round, it ain't pretty. I could see the hell that cropped up out of greed, and all the hate and misunderstanding. Wish I was back home where they put down their phone to help someone in need. Time is like a weapon in a battle. Some spend their time getting wasted. Others waste their time just spending on things that are way overrated. We're all fighting in a war on a river called life. You can't slow the flow of time with a paddle, but no hour of life is wasted. That is time spent in the saddle. Spinning my wheels instead, I gotta change my direction. It's now a bust. I ain't getting any younger. Gotta feed this hunger, so I'm leaving this asphalt in the dust. We're all fighting in a war on a river called life. We can't slow the flow of time with a paddle, but no hour of life is wasted. That is time spent in the saddle. I don't hide my scars. What's done is done. That was another life. A new life has. Out together with the best horse I have ever had. We are of the same mind, covering ground on a mountainside. There is no better use of our time. Time is like a weapon in a battle. Some spend their time getting wasted. Others waste their time just to spend it.
Yes, sir, Bob, there is nothing like good time spent in the saddle.
Yeah,
I betcha. Well, hey, we're talking about the perfidies of inanimate objects, I mentioned we were recording on one right now. It has a mind of its own.
What about a half-inch drill?
Let me tell you what. It has its own mind.
Oh, dear.
If you hit a knot or if you,
hit a nail or whatever.
If it catches on something.
If it grabs, zing.
Zing. How about a surface grinder with a buffing wheel on it? Now that, I've chased one of those till I got to the place where I could unplug it.
Yes.
because that thing had taken off. It had taken off on me, and it was all over the place.
Yeah.
A runaway grinder. There is nothing more dangerous, I swear.
Well, yeah, yeah. You know, a Milwaukee whole hog. Oh.
Oh, a whole hog.
Oh.
Oh, my.
That will wrap you up so fast.
I've seen those handheld augers take off on their own before, too. You can't get them shut off.
Well,
wait till they run out of gas.
And then you think a half inch is bad. Do a three-quarter.
Yeah, no doubt. We better ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, Georgie Sicking has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.